Cuomo says a state panel will still review the FDA's expected approval of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines on Friday, but he expects the 170,000 initial doses to be available as early as this weekend. The state will prioritize healthcare workers in high-risk settings like ICUs and emergency rooms. The vaccines, some of which require super-cold storage, will be available at 90 hospitals and other facilities around the state that are equipped to keep them frozen at sub-zero temperatures. Next on the list are nursing home residents and staff and those who live at other congregate healthcare facilities. The state has opted into a federal program in which pharmacies, including CVS and Walgreens, will administer the vaccines in the nursing homes. Cuomo says that could begin as early as December 21st.
We do expect to have enough to cover all residents and all staff.
The governor says he remains concerned that the vaccine be equitably distributed to Black and brown communities where the death rate from COVID has been higher, and he's been trying to convince the Federal Health and Human Services Agency to make a special effort.
The fairness of the vaccine is paramount, and I mentioned it before, but we have to make sure this nation understands that we can't make the same mistake twice. Death rate among Blacks twice what the death rate among whites is from COVID. Death rate among Latinos 1.5 times the death rate among whites.
Cuomo says undocumented immigrants who receive a vaccine will not have to release any personal data that might trigger deportation. He says the CDC agreed that personal information like social security numbers are not needed from people who receive the vaccine. The governor says the post-Thanksgiving surge in infections is resulting in higher rates of the virus in recent days, and he says on Friday he will announce a new plan for restrictions to help contain the spread. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.